This is the People's Front Room Collective. Hello and welcome to the second ever People's Front Room podcast.
Happy New Year, y'all.
I'm Tom Fryer and I'm here with my man,
Clayton Blizzard, the very same.
Happy New Year from the PFR Collective. We've got an amazing show coming up for you today. We've got Hannah Williams and the Affirmations.
Oh, yes.
Victoria Cluen and the True Tones.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a track from Space Ghost.
That's right.
Our local mystery man, Finbar Sneddon, and a live feature from Little Thief.
Yeah, Little Thief in the building. Hello, y'all.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
We've got James Graydog Graham here.
Hello.
With an exclusive PFR interview.
Graydog.
Yeah.
And our main man, Paul Hopkins.
Yeah, Paul.
We're going to start off with a recent single from Hannah Williams and the Affirmations, Tame in the Water.
Cold outside, little cold wind makes me feel alive.
is Hannah Williams and the Affirmations with Tame in the Water. That's from their new record, Late Nights and Heartbreaks. And with us is the one and only keyboard player from the Affirmations. It's James Graydor Graham, everyone.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, James?
Yeah, I'm all right. How you doing?
Great.
Cool.
Do you want to tell us about the record? When's it coming out?
It's already come out. You should know.
It's already out, yeah. As I knew, obviously.
Yeah, you knew. Yeah. I sent you a copy of it when it came out, and you were like, oh, you know, like I listened to it, yeah, mate.
Yeah, it's on the pile. It's on the pile.
It's
very near the top of the pile.
Yeah, just checking.
Yeah, it's good.
11th of November.
11th of November.
Yeah, so it's a while back.
Yeah, no, it's a day etched on my memory. What have the band been up to since the record came out?
We've been on tour.
Where have you been?
We went to Germany, we went to Spain, we went to Greece and Italy, and we went to Manchester.
Jet setting.
Yeah.
Was Manchester better than all the other places?
Southampton as well.
Which was best, Southampton or Manchester? Or Greece?
I've been to Manchester loads of times. I've been to Southampton a few times. My mates live in Manchester, so that's all right. And I like looking at all the different trendy bars and stuff in Northern Quarter and that.
Sure.
But Greece was definitely the best place.
Nice.
It's a beautiful country.
Some big love for Greece.
It's a beautiful country.
From James Graydor Graham of the Affirmations.
And next up, we've got Trafficker Remix, a.k.a. me.
Oh.
Of Lady Nate.
Oh! Introduce your own song, Tom. Tell us about a song.
This is a Trafficker remix of Lady Nate. Basically, I just remixed one of her tunes. And this is what it sounds like.
Amazing.
I have never met somebody quite like you, and I'll never give my body to someone who's cruel. I promised myself I'd never fall in love again. I have somebody quite like you. I have never met somebody quite like you. I have never met somebody quite like you. I have never met somebody
So that was a remix of Lady Nay's track If You Stay.
That's a great remix. Who was that by?
Who made that?
That was me.
Oh!
Yeah, I did make that, yeah. I did make that, yeah.
Well played, sir.
The track's called If You Stay.
The track's called If You Stay, yeah. You can find all the music on that we're playing today on the podcast linked underneath the link on our website, our flash new website.
It
designed and built.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah.
Get it checked.
www.peoplesfrontroom.com.
Yeah.
So much hard work gone into that. Website management. Who knew it was such a nightmare? Yeah, we've got all of our upcoming shows on there. We've got some... we're going to have some links to our artist pages. We've got information about the crew and the collective, what we're doing, what we've been up to, what we've done in the past. It's been a pretty big year for the People's Front Room this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, man. Huge year last year, 2016. 2017 is going to be even bigger.
That's it, because it is the new year.
It is the new year. We're into January. Tell the people what we were up to in 2016, Tom.
2016, what a year it was. And the turning of the year is always pause for reflection, isn't it?
Yes,
let's be
that's
clear
what
about
we're doing.
That.
Reflect we're doing. Upon it.
So we had, we pioneered the new venue at Bestival.
Yeah.
Thoroughly missed you there, Clayton Blizzard.
Hey,
wish you could have
been. I missed you there. Or I missed you from where I was. From here.
Yeah, we expanded the size of our festival venue by 4 times, and we've increased the size of the collective a lot. We've brought people up from Reading, people from Southampton, down from Manchester,
a lot of new talent in
London, Hastings. We're all about growing the collective all the time. We're always looking for new musicians too, so if you're listening to this and you fancy getting involved, just hit us up.
Get in touch, go to the website, have a look around.
It's basically a free-for-all, you know, so...
It's not a free for all.
We published a zine.
Oh yeah, it's exciting. There was a lot of good writing in the zine, I thought.
More hard work from the one and only John Carney.
Big shout out, JC.
Big shout out, JC.
Thanks for all your work on the zine.
And this year, you'll find us again at all the major Greenfield festivals, Glastonbury, Boomtown, maybe more.
Maybe more. Just
definitely
watch
more.
This space.
Definitely more.
Definitely more. But watch this
them,
space.
A lot of them are unconfirmed, so I don't know whether to say them.
It's early in the year.
It's early in the year.
Just watch this space, kids.
We'll be playing all the big festivals.
We'll be
anyway.
All over the place.
We'll be all over the place. So, next up, we've got something very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard?
I'm excited. What are you bringing us, Tom?
It's the very first time that Alba's new EP has ever been played.
Oh yeah. Wow. Exclusive, y'all. World exclusive.
Yeah,
can
man.
I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Oh yes. That's we had it. Alba here in the very room playing live on the first podcast. And if you heard that, then you'll want to hear this.
It's the same song.
It's the same song, but it's a different version.
Oof, it's quite different. It's quite different. Even, you know,
it's recorded. That was live and personal. This one, she's had time to go in the studio and reflect, work on it.
Yeah.
And bring you a different flavour.
Not many people have heard this, you know. I mean, have you guys ever heard this?
Yeah.
See, even Alba's very, very good friends here, Fitz and Ree, haven't heard this yet. So this is a fucking network exclusive, y'all.
World exclusive, baby.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah.
Book of these, y'all.
World exclusive.
So without further ado, we bring to you Home by Alba.
Thank you.
You're listening to the PPP People's Front Room Collective.
Oh, how about that, ladies and gentlemen? That was a world exclusive. Yeah. That was Alba. The song is called Home. Get online, you can find her. You will see links to her music on the podcast link underneath.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable
lush,
song.
It's lush. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome.
Do you remember when she played last time? It was so incredible. And I was, after I'd bounced down the podcast, the very first one, and I was listening to it on the way to work, on the bus, I just had a little cry.
Oh, did you?
When Alba's song came on.
Cry. Bless
because
you,
of the
Tom
way
Fryer.
She introduced it.
And she said it's all about her friend Isabel coming over from Australia, getting homesick and realising that, you know, how important her roots are and that she needs to be home to feel safe and feel secure. And you could hear how much she misses her mate, you know, in her voice when she talked about it. And then it's just such a beautiful song.
It is. Yeah, it's great.
And I feel so great to be here with everyone now, just sharing this amazing music. And it's just like last time when we did it, when you actually hear all of the music back to back that all of these people in Bristol and elsewhere are doing at the moment. Like, it's just, it's really special. And that's why we started this podcast, is to celebrate that and bring all of this unsigned music and signed music too, but to provide a platform for people.
Independent.
Yeah.
A lot of independent music.
We live in a world of independent music now, really.
Indeed.
It's harder and harder to get noticed.
Think of us as your guide. If you like.
And it doesn't get more unsigned than our next track, which is by our local mystery man, Schnetsky Jones.
Schnetsky.
Downstairs.
Schnetsky Jones.
He lives downstairs. He's downstairs now.
Yeah.
Downstairs from Campbell Street Studio 1. I think he's in Campbell Street Studio 3.
Not forgetting Curve Big Man.
Kirbear and Finbar. Or Kinbear and Fearbar.
Who do you fear more? Kinbear. He's there to help you. Fear Bear.
That's James Grado Graham there. The information.
Finbar actually wrote two of the songs on the Hannah Williams album, though, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Which ones were they?
It was Still in My Head and In Your Arms. I mean, In Your Arms was a Schnetsky Jones classic. Still in My Head had been kind of gone through, it just went through a lot of changes and that. But Old Boy Mac. Back to the topic in hand, this is pure Schnetsky Johnson and Kerf Big Man at its best, you know, Campbell Street vibes.
Campbell Street vibes. Gwydan, yeah. Right here, live and direct.
That old boy Mac ain't got nothing left but the street. Jack is an old boy leading a life it ain't nice to lead.
That old boy Mac ain't got nothing left but the street.
He moves in circles where change is a fading dream.
That old boy Mac ain't got nothing left but the street.
He keeps dancing, singing, sipping on Harvey's Bristol cream.
That old boy.
Cleaning up your act, old Mac, you're a record on repeat.
You're listening to the PPP People's Front Room Collective.
Victoria Clewin and the True Tones' new single, Why Should I? And indeed, Why Should She?
And before that...
The track before that was written by the one and only mystery man, Snedeker Johnson. You can find him on eBay under username 25301.
Right there on eBay, folks.
The thing is you can't get that track anywhere online, I don't think.
Oh, no, it is online. It's on a SoundCloud account.
I was going to say it's another PFR podcast exclusive, but I would have been wrong if I said that.
It is an exclusive.
It's another PFR podcast exclusive, y'all!
And what an amazing tune from Victoria Cluen as well. It's sounding lush. They've got an amazing video online made by Marcus Way. It's really cool. You can find that linked underneath this, like all of the other music we're playing today.
Get it checked. But in the room right now, as you probably already know, if you've been listening, we've got the one and only James Grey Dog Graham.
Hello.
Yeah.
Grey Dog.
What's up, mate? How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Great. Thank you. So you've been described as the musical director of the People's Front Room, which is an interesting title. What does it mean to you?
I think what it means to me is that the music of the People's Front Room is an incredible thing to be part of, and I feel blessed to be called the musical director.
Sure, but it's not necessarily a title that you've claimed for yourself.
It's not. I suppose when we started to get a bit more serious with the Front Room in 2016, everybody who's part of the collective needed to have roles in the People's Front Room so that it runs smoothly, and that was the one that was given to me.
Sure. Well, I think you are living up to it, no doubt.
Yeah. What does it involve?
When we had Bestival, we put on loads of incredible artists, and the music ran for the entirety of when the Front Room was open. When the Front Room started, actually, what used to happen was there was just a band that would come and play, and people would sit in like just the front room, and people would come and play if they wanted, and it would just happen really organically without any like sort of idea of timings or anything. And that was sort of 10 years ago. And now we have music and entertainment that's constantly running the whole time that the front room's open. And not only that, it's different areas of the front room. And sometimes the interludes can only last for like 15 minutes. And sometimes it's a set or a jam that's like an hour and a half long. But the key thing is that there's always something that's taking your eye, and you're always looking at these sort of spectacles that are happening around you as you're sitting in the front room.
For sure.
So it's moved on a long way since the conception of the front room 10 years ago. Mm.
Indeed, and it's really grown in 2016 especially. We're talking early 2017 now. Who knows where it's going to go? Well, we do. But in 2016, it really grew literally in the physical way. It's now a bigger front room. That must have been a lot of work to organise. When you talk about organising music and you're kind of curating or programming stages, it's a bit more involved than that, isn't it? It's a bit of a different task than that would be.
I think we all started to see these kind of ideas and visions that were growing with everybody who's been involved in the front room for a long time about what we could do with it. And the options are just endless. And one of the things we did achieve last year was, the venue grew four times the size. And there was the biggest crew we've ever seen of up to 60 people or something like that.
Mm.
And so we're thinking in 2017, the venue's going to be at that size and that bigger capacity at every single event. And it's just going to get... It was an experiment the first time. And I think hopefully by the end of this year, it's going to be something that's going to run a lot smoother. And that's really exciting because it's just... the kind of things that can happen are incredible.
Yeah, I think the People's Front Room is a culture rather than any kind of individual's artistic enterprise. You know, it's not like a band. It's not like a painter. It's a group of musicians, artists, entertainers, videographers. There's theatre,
multimedia,
all these different things. It's immersive. It's a culture that is growing out of the collaboration of all these different groups of people. And that's one of the things that makes it such an incredible thing, because it's infinitely changeable and infinitely malleable, and it can grow into anything, it can turn into anything, and it has the capacity to create new things out of itself and new incredible things that none of us on our own could ever create.
That's right, yeah, a lot of collaborations, yeah. A lot of unique stuff.
I think when you come into the People's Front Room, you feel that you could be part of what's happening. And so as the crew, you know, they feel like it's not their show. It's the front room being the front room.
It's not my show, it's our show.
Yeah,
it's everyone's show.
Exactly.
And that we includes all the people who are there.
Yeah.
It's not an artist audience relationship in that sense of there being a barrier. If you're there, you're involved, you know, and you can come and get involved as much or as little as you want.
So
do you think that that's helped you as a musician, as an artist? Do you feel like you've improved and got new skills or developed skills you had through that?
I feel like it's taught me to not always think about myself when I'm a musician, because like we were discussing it before, Tom, the life of a musician, I guess, can sometimes be quite insular and self-involved, and sometimes you can feel a bit separated from the world as an artist, and you're just like thinking, well, what do people want to hear about me, you know, when I'm creating these songs or whatever? The front room is like the opposite of that. It's like
inclusive.
You feel as a musician, you have to communicate with other people, and you have to create these relationships as from musician to musician, or to the audience, or to who you're talking to, as a collective of a lot of people, as a community, and so that is the positive nature of being a musician, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, so for me, it's an incredible thing to be part of.
So thanks very much to James Greydog Graham for coming in and speaking
Thank
to
you,
us.
Thank you, Clayton.
Thank you, James. And Tom, what's up next?
We've got a tune from Chaz Thorogood called In Repair.
Nice. Oh my. Shout out, Chaz.
Shout out, what my up, man, Chaz. Big up yourself on your boat.
On your boat. That was like on your bike.
Dark circles under your eyes. You struggle left and you struggle right. Morning, I wake and I'm feeling blue. I'm tired of the pain and I'm tired of you. And the money worries, they won't go away. And my troubled heart was like a tear to stay. I try to push on to not get caught up on you, but that's easy to say than it is to do. And I'm trying, please, won't you cut me some slack? You know I'm fighting to be a man and get the devil off my back. And I'm working hard to make a go with this life. Connect the pieces of the puzzle so I can find out what's right for me. At the bottom of an empty cup, I wonder what it takes to fill it back up again. I've learned what it takes to pick myself up. I speak my mind, I don't keep my mouth shut. You can try your best to provoke me to run, but I'll be okay, I'm a good man, son. I've been kicked too many times to let it get the better of my mind again. And I'm trying, please, won't you cut me some slack? You know I'm fighting to be a man and get the devil off my back. And I'm working hard to make a go with this life. Connect the pieces of the puzzle so I can find out what's right. And I'm trying, please, won't you cut me some slack? You know I'm fighting to be a man and get the devil off my back. And I'm working hard to make a go.
go with this. I connect the pieces of the puzzle so I can find out what's right. Slack, you know, I'm fighting to be a man and get the devil off my back. And I'm working, working hard to make it go with this life. Connect the pieces of the puzzle so I can find out what's right. I'm trying, trying, please, won't you cut me some slack? You know, I'm fighting to be a man and get the devil off my back. And I'm working, working hard.
That was In Repair by the one and only Chaz Thorogood. What a legend. He's got a new EP coming out soon with Beatnik Records. Recently wrote a song for Roger Daltrey, surprisingly enough. He's been touring with Judy Tsouk and Lulu and all sorts, living the water gypsy lifestyle on his little boat in London.
Ooh, little tinker.
I remember, it's so funny, his boat's actually, he was looking for one boat and he went to buy it, but then the boat got sold before he got there. And he found another boat. Lo and behold, the name of the boat was This'll Do. And that's the boat that he lives on to this day. So, shout out to Chaz. We've got a live set for you. Woo! Right now from Little Thief.
Yeah! Yeah.
How's it going?
It's good. It's really good.
You're good.
Having a lovely time.
Have you enjoyed being in the room for the second ever People's Front Room podcast?
It's lovely. Really nice. What about you? Do you like it here?
Yes, bloody lovely.
Oh. What song are you going to play for us today?
We're going to play...
Could you repeat?
Can you say that again?
Because you're murder. I was trying to do my Scottish.
Do you want us to, you know, remain quiet throughout?
No, I think we should. I think everyone just join in.
Yeah. You reckon we should have a little bit of a?
Yeah, we got James Graham here. He's going to play the Yamaha PS270 handheld keyboard.
It's got a world, amazing, a life of its own. This thing.
Which I actually bought from a dump for 37p about 3 years ago. If everyone joins in, that'd be amazing.
I don't think the PSS 270 has actually left Campbell Street since you lived here.
Well, I actually took it back. I brought it back round for the occasion.
Oh.
Here it is, ladies.
It was in the loft.
Another PFR podcast exclusive.
Oh, shit.
Let's have a right good knees up, yeah? Just like in the summer in a PFR. Good old sing song.
Three.
It's all going.
Two.
Okay, ready?
One.
Bukkake.
Well played, sir. I doff my cap. Leave that in.
Yeah, we'll keep that. We'll keep that.
Leave it in.
That was meant to be edited out, but you know, you gotta have a laugh, haven't you? Gotta have a laugh.
You gotta have a laugh. Where would you be without a laugh?
Oh, tell me about it.
Swindon.
Oh. Provincial rivalry, y'all.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right, one, two, three, go. She's acting crazy daily, out on a killing spree. A slick trigger finger, killer figure, always makes a scene. I lie like Shiva while she dances on the best of me. Intoxicated, liberated, yeah, you best believe it. Yeah, yeah. So crow like a rooster in the morning, then go out at night. You're either out or you're rolling, and she's running right. Renegades are 50 shades, it's your terror team. She'll pin you down, way out, and make you scream. And murder, yes, murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best of me. Yes, murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best, yes.
Say, oh, the
I'm stood beneath the every feature, it's a burning reed. A perfect vision, shoot to kill him every Adam's Eve. Poor little thing, her tears will bring a grown man to his knees. Her hips are poison, brings the boys and father one and only remedy. In the morning, she always gets the best of me. And it's murder of the first degree. But I just keep coming back for more. Yeah, she's murder, murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best of me. Yes, murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best, yes. Murder, 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 murder. She always gets the best of me. It's murder, 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 it's murder, murder. Oh, it's murder of the first degree, yeah. Crawling and coming back for more. It's murder, murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best of me. It's murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best of me. Murder, murder of the first degree. And she always gets the best of me.
Little Thief in the Building, live tonight. Woo. So, what are you guys up to at the moment? Where can people listening to this find your music then?
So we're online on our website, which is www.littlethief.co.uk, and we're on Facebook as well, and all the Twitter and all that kind of usual stuff. We've got an EP out. We've just recorded a new album.
Actually. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, which is cool. It's really exciting. It's not going to be out for a little while, but the first single will probably be out. End of March?
Yeah,
right?
First thing will be out in March.
Yeah, first thing will be out in March. It might, may well be this song, actually.
Amazing.
Another exclusive.
Well, it is an absolute banger, so maybe it should be.
Cheers. Thanks for joining us as well. It was really fun.
Oh,
it
was amazing. Great to have you on. One more time, Little Thief, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're going to bring you something totally different right now. This is from a poet in Manchester who goes by the name of Space Ghost. He describes himself as a socialist pagan poet. And we've ripped the song that we're going to play you off of his tape. He doesn't have stuff online.
Cassette tape,
old, yeah.
School.
Represent. He is just an incredible character, really. I don't know how to describe him exactly. I think he gave me, when he came to the People's Front Room in Hey On Why, it was a powerful moment, wasn't it, when he performed.
For sure. Yeah.
It was a real, I remember looking at you, Clayton, and just thinking, made eye contact with you, and you were like,
It knocked me off my seat very near. I was pinned to my seat and falling backwards. It was amazing.
He did that amazing poem about Carron Tool, didn't he? The Irish mountain, getting lost on Carron Tool.
Yeah, that's right.
He basically climbed up a mountain, got lost, and had a near-death experience. And I think that poem is so amazing because it shows his like love for the land and his love for nature and the deep relationship he has with mountains and the essence of nature that is paganism. And that really comes through. And since he gave me his tape, I've been playing it on repeat in my car. And I think it's definitely one of the most powerful pieces of art that anyone's ever played me or shown me. Because throughout the whole tape, across the entire thing, he just paints this picture of his life. You know, the tape, beginning to end, is constantly just speech, just words, just like a stream of consciousness, and it goes through so many different moods and so many different concepts, quite erratically, and it's uncomfortable and disconcerting at points. But I think the greatest art often is.
Should be challenging.
Yeah.
And if you're the one listening, why shouldn't it be challenging you?
Yeah. Exactly. So if there is one moment during this podcast that you do take the time to be silent and listen closely to the words, then this is it. So please listen to this next poem to music by Space Ghost. It's entitled Claire.
Once tears in my eyes, Claire, river to die, Claire, wants to see me cry, Claire, wants a river's demise. She's into poetry, of course, but doesn't know what to make of my writing. So if you're not changing anyway, darling, thanks for everything. Let me try chatting you up as you talk down to me. Had to move out. Dinner for one. For Christmas, I got dumped, bought. Even though I lost my girlfriend, I also found a pen. Things always work out for the best in the end. Well, well, what did we expect? Everything happens for a reason around here. She loves the killers but really hates necro. Oh my fuck in hell. So I sold the Coldplay CD for 150. Sick of hearing it. I catsted. She phoned me. I write Claire without the eye in it. Remember us being stuck in traffic, leaving the traffic centre. I knew we'd be over soon enough. I should have walked there and then, by the way. She told me she cried loads when we ended. It's what I wanted to hear. Then text saying you're almost addicted and still have feelings. I had to put a stop to it. My reply took guts. It had to be done. Long time no see. How have you been? Keep in touch, please. Claire wants tears in my eyes. Claire wants a river to die, Claire. She wants to see me cry, Claire. Wants a river's demise, Claire. Wants tears in my eyes, Claire. Wants a river to die. Yes, she answered when I built up the courage to ask her. Do you want to fuck somebody else? Thanks for your honesty. It's only love. The truth hurts. So I acted unbothered. Hope Paul's alright. I'm sure you will be fine. You'll never leave versus your future. Maybe you can do better. I was never friends with your mates. We lived together but didn't really get on. Forget me not, the sex was good. I always make love like there's no tomorrow. Felt us drifting apart but done nothing about it. Still wouldn't change anything. Glorious memories, kissing in the rain. I'd say we wouldn't last anyway, but you'd deny it. I'm past caring, feared the inevitable. She knows best, no missed calls, it's defo over. Suspicious, not stupid, play dumb, get single. We stopped speaking eventually, naturally became strangers again. Remember you writing on the beach that you love me. I joked until the tide comes in, but I did not mean it, I swear. I'm sorry, you carved a heart on the tree and wrote our names within. It was amazing. Now I know I should have told you what I was thinking more often. A beacon of hope, a glimpse of her. I have heard it all before. Life's tough when someone else thinks that you're special. Although when I miss holding hands and going to bed, nothing else matters. When we looked at each other, I could tell things had changed. It's not uncommon for relationships to fade. Rounded up my housemates to tell them some of the things that you called me. It was hilarious. You should have been there. I was warned. Got what I deserved. It wasn't meant to be, basically.
That was Space Ghost, and that was called Claire.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's an experience.
It's an experience. I think, like, with that tape that Owen's made, you can get one. You can get one by getting in touch with us at the People's Front Room. We'll get one sent to you. It's just, it makes me think about why I am an artist, you know, really, because I think, you know, as artists, we really have to ask ourselves why we're doing what we're doing, you know, what is the end game? What is the purpose of art, of the art that we make? Because if it's emotional expression and emotional expressivity, then it doesn't get any purer or more true than that, I don't think.
Like, it had a bit of a Daniel Johnston vibe for me.
Yeah.
And even the fact that you just said, get in touch and we'll send you a tape, you know, like that's how Daniel Johnston got started out.
Nice.
And it everyone who had a tape, it was a unique one, and it moved everyone that heard it, and then it just ballooned from there.
Yeah.
Or blossomed from there is a nicer way of saying it.
Definitely. It's a unique thing. I've never heard anything like it, and it's very rare to hear something that's so unlike everything else that it really stands alone.
Yeah.
But that's one of them, I think. You know, the way he's recorded it on very basic equipment, like probably just an old tape player, and like it sounds like a laptop mic or something, you know, and the way that it's like cut up and stopped and started with the tape, it's I don't know, it's really special. Anyway, so
we're coming to the end, folks.
We're coming to the end.
So we've been bringing you some of the music, some of the art of the People's Front Room. Give it up one more time for Little Thief.
Yeah,
live in the building.
Little Thief, y'all.
We spoke earlier with James Grey Dawg Graham, the one and only
Grey Dawg.
Our sound tech, the man with the plan on the deck, is called Paul Hopkins.
Yeah.
Co-presenter is called Tom Frydog Fryer, everyone. My name is Clayton Blizzard. So we're going to leave you with something like this. Again, we bring you art, we bring you entertainment, sometimes both at the same time, sometimes more one than the other. But it's always interesting. Anything always can happen at the People's Front Room, baby.
That's it.
Anything can happen.
Shout out to Richie as well, the man
Shout
Richie.
Shout out to Richie Fitzgerald. Thanks very much for the jingles, baby.
Always bringing the vibes.
Always good to hear from you.
Fitz's little brother. Brother of Little Thief. Little Thief.
Do you want to give your little brother a little shout out? Fraternal love there, ladies and gentlemen, at the People's Front Room.
Can I say goodbye?
I love you, Richie.
Yes, Ree, say goodbye. Say whatever you want.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Ree. That's Ree really from special. Little Thief, everyone.
We're going to leave you with a track from our main man, Dan, Piano Man Dan, DBH.
DBH, the one, the only.
The enigmatic. Beautiful.
The enigmatic.
Yeah, Manchester man.
The multi-instrumentalist. And he got more talent in his toenail of his smallest toe than I've got in my whole
left hand.
Left side of brain.
Words of great humility for the first time ever. Clayton Lawrence, Blizzard the First. Yeah, we're playing this off the record that you can get on Crowfoot Records. He did a lot of sessions on BBC Six Music. And
Mark,
I don't know,
Riley Show.
The Mark Riley Show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. We played the Hannah Williams song earlier off the record as well, because it's just so great to when our mates are getting their tunes pressed on vinyl.
That's right, folks. You are listening to the live vinyl.
Yeah.
We're not MP3-ing you to death.
That's
it's
it.
It's vinyl, baby.
Too much digital shit in the world
real
today.
Deal.
This is the real deal. DBH. And the song's called Untangle the Jig. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
Is that on the mic?
You'll hear it. We're definitely leaving that in.
This has been the People's Front Room Collective Podcast. We're off to bed now, but we've really enjoyed your company. Hopefully we'll see you next time, but for now, this is goodbye and thank you.
No, that's Paul.
No, it's not.
Oh my God, that's Paul. Such a good ending.
Not. Well,
well played now. Again. I get, once again, I doffed my cap, sir.
That's Richie.
Consider it doffed.
Do you?
It's him.
Oh, it's Chris.
Chris Stone.
That's Chris Stone.
I thought it was you when first heard it.
No. Yeah.